Good morning. My guest this morning is Cheryl Moore. She's education coordinator for Sonoma Bach. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Cheryl, we are talking about Midsummer Night Sings. And one of them has already happened on July the 10th, but they're going to be happening on Wednesdays through July at the United Church of Christ in Petaluma. Where is that exactly?
That is just south of downtown, on the just off the boulevard. If you know where the bowling alley is, it's just behind the bowling alley.
Bach in the bowling alley?
Yes. Yes.
So, give us a little idea of the kinds of presentations you're going to be having there on Wednesdays.
Well, Midsummer Night Sings is quite a unique series of events. The first thing to know about it is that they are not concerts. Don't come expecting to be wooed by glorious music. Come expecting to sing glorious music.
Okay.
These are sing-alongs.
Uh-huh.
They're rather informal. They're somewhere in between a rehearsal and a performance. A lot of people that come will be sight reading. Other people have sung these pieces a million times and just coming for the sheer pleasure of singing music they love. But we'll have three more conductors from Sonoma County and the North Bay in general coming to lead us in, I guess, six more works we have to do over the next three sessions.
So this, it seems to me, is another example of what seems to me to be a tremendous rise in popularity in choral singing.
I like to think so. I'm a huge fan of choral music, and I don't know why everybody isn't, honestly. It's such a sense of community when you come together to sing with friends and strangers. You lift your voices in this beautiful music, whatever it is. And I just can't imagine why that doesn't just please everybody.
So how many people do you expect in each audience that will be ready to take this on as singers?
Well, it depends quite a bit on the work, the particular works we're doing that night. We've had audiences, or I should say singers, of 100 people. And other times we have 50 or 60 people, but it's always, somehow it magically happens that we end up with a good representation of sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses who are happy to sing no matter what the repertoire is.
Give us, in our short time, give us some idea of some of the pieces that will be sung.
Well, some of them, I think people will be thrilled to know, will be doing a Fauré's Requiem.
And that's so beautiful.
It's a beautiful piece. Everybody loves to sing. We'll also be doing the two Vespers by Mozart, and we'll be doing Vivaldi's Gloria. Those are just a few of the pieces we're doing.
Pieces that even if somebody doesn't know them word for word, can get into them with a music sheet in front of them. Right?
Yes, we try and pick music that's at least a little familiar, so that the sight reading isn't the whole thing for the night. Uh-huh. We want people to enjoy themselves.
Right. What's the admission charge?
The admission is $13 per night, and we also have a student rate of $8.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
What a great evening's entertainment for somebody who even has moderate singing skills.
Yes, that absolutely. You do not need to be the world's best singer. You just need to love singing.
Right.
Yeah.
And certainly, as we've said, I suppose it shouldn't surprise you that 100 people are ready to sing these sometimes fairly complex pieces, but there it is, and people can do it.
Those are lovely nights when we fill the church with an audience of people that want to sing. Those are the best nights.
Making a joyful noise.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Thanks very much for coming in, Cheryl. And let's tell people once again that Sonoma Bach's Midsummer Night Sings will be Wednesday nights in July, the 17th, the 24th, and the 31st, between 7 and 9:30 p.m. at the United Church of Christ in Petaluma. For information, here's a telephone number with 364-10 numbers, 877-914-2224, online, sonomabach.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.